provision and every help
which
has been given us. Father Almighty,
we
glorify you, give you glory and honor for the good moment you have given us even today. Move on, reveal us secrets of the kingdom of God.
We
are highly blessed, O good Father, just as the Holy Spirit explains to us in verses in Matthew 13 that your eyes are blessed, your ears are blessed to hear and to see those words. For many prophets, many wise people wanted to know those words, but they never
accomplished.
That's why we glorify you, Father Almighty. We thank you for the good moment you've given us. And you accept now seasons, this revelation to happen. The Holy Spirit speaks in Apostle Peter, in the 1 Peter chapter
1,
from verses 9, that we've just been revealed right now. The prophets searched much about, and they totally intended the seasons and times that the angels desired to look through to understand. Father, blessed us, and we glorify you, give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus, joined us with the young ones. You revealed the great words of the kingdom of God. In Matthew 11, verse 25,
thus
the Father was pleased to reveal this word to the young children, not the younger in place, those who
accept
be led by the Holy Spirit, those led by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God.
If
we give up our hands in the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you lead us more,
be
the offspring of God, the children of God, those blessed, those
blessed,
those blessed, those blessed, those
blessed,
those blessed, those blessed of the kingdom. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Son. Our Lord Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of Truth. Help our teachers and reveals what
you
of the kingdom of God. Like we promised. Proverbs 1, verse 23. Accept my review.
Pour
my spirit on you. Draw you understand my
word.
All spirit of truth.
We
move on, welcome. And we repent. Everywhere we transgress. Everywhere we've done mistakes. Accept. Reveal us what
of
God the Father, together with the Son, the Lord Jesus, and
we
thank
the
armies of angels you work with
and
to right now. If we ask
angels who are
holy,
be
on our side, as we were with the prophets, as we were with the apostles.
Mbasi kabaki
chukubi. In the second Kings,
Isuri yomukaga.
Chapter 6, verse 15.
Kaka makumi abiri. Ndiyavari kusaidi ya.
Those on our side.
Kaji okusinga abari mwusi.
They are more than the one.
Tusabigira maraika maiko.
As armies of angels.
Maraika patuni ya vijekiri.
Abadona
maraika mwumuriru.
Angels of fire.
Kukira nasu nukupi nukimi na napi.
Move on, stand with us.
Mkuzi jiri wata waka waka waka
waka waka
waka waka
waka
waka waka waka waka
waka waka
waka
waka
waka waka waka waka waka waka
waka waka waka
waka
waka waka
waka waka waka waka waka.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you. You can sit down.
Yes, you have been here.
Praise Jesus so
much.
By name and voice. My name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
and
a Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God, together with His glory,
to
reach unto you the journey of heaven, my journey and your journey.
Urugendo rwaba tusoka
ho. None of those who live before us.
Nafa bali wolero.
We who are living now.
Era na abagendo okujja.
And those going to be coming.
Okutuko okujja kwa mukama wafe Yesu.
Reaching the coming of Christ Jesus.
Urugendo rwaguru.
The journey of heaven.
Atondo ruyanta
ambuza. Which God moved me.
Okumalimi yako
misango. For 7 years.
Series is all
in the different series of the visions.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. It's the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible. From 2005. 2011.
Is
the series of the visions,
Nibiroto,
the dream, the trance,
Azota,
the azotas,
Yurimu,
the urim,
Nesamim,
and the thummim,
Entambula ezomoyo,
the spiritual transports.
Irangu rugendo utamu tukumara kasega.
In this journey, we've moved it for some time.
Tuli muguru eliaso kukutondewa.
We are so far in the first created heaven.
Mchitumbu ichawa guru.
In the realm above.
Ne wangu batenge chitumbu ichirimu heaven is the sat.
Even though in that realm we find there are three heavens.
Oba amaguru gambirundi esat.
We find there are three heavens.
Mchitumbu ichawa guru.
In the realm above.
Inga tukunuri denyo evisinga ni mu.
But we looked much what's found in the first created heaven, where it is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We've been seeing much in those which happened, those which are, and those which are going to come. See them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
So
where we've reached, and we still winding up to see the other headings. Satan, the devil, and his fallen angels. We have seen him in the three phases. The first phase, we finished it, where we saw Satan. Satan the devil,
who
was known as Lucifer, who was an anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels in BC. That one we saw it.
So we headed
on the second part, or the second way, faith.
Yes, yes, was
praise Jesus so much. Where we saw at the beginning of Eddie, Satan the devil and his fallen angels, they were chased from the kingdom of heaven, and he gave authority to Jezebel. He was to be bound in the bottomless pit.
So
now we've seen much in that phase.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus so much. In the second phase, we have been revealed, and we head on to the second part, which we began on last time. The second part of the same heading.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. But after we finish,
there
we shall see the third phase. How, through which we shall see Satan and his fallen angels.
Yes, he was when you
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much.
We
want to first wind up the second phase. From the beginning of AD, Satan and his fallen angels, how they were chased from heaven, and authority gave it to Jezebel.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. But in this phase, the second portion in it, asked the question and want to answer it. These questions I asked them according to that which was asked in the journey of heaven. For we asked the question, what followed onto the devil? Satan the devil and his fallen angels after beaches from heaven at the beginning of AD. We
asked
that question if you want to move and explain it. What happened after Satan? What happened on Satan? Satan the devil, together with his fallen angels, after being chased from heaven at the beginning of heaven.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus so much. We remember we got explained one of the subheadings in that heading. We asked, when did AD begin? And when did BC end? And we ended after answering that question, and we headed on to another subheading, which says Satan the devil and the olden serpent, the dragon, before he was bound, before he was bound in the bottomless pit, in the beginning of Eddie, the authority, his authority, the throne, and the power, he gave them to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him.
So
to look at that subheading, so it seems like a long statement.
Satan,
the devil, and the old serpent, before found the bottomless pit, at the beginning of Eddie, his authority, and his throne, and his power, he gave them to Jezebel,
first
fallen angel to fall and join on him.
So
we want to get explained of that word, but we remember at the beginning of Eddie, the war was waged in heaven. According to Revelation
12
and verse 7 and to 10, as we've been studying, let's hear.
Revelation 12
verse 7.
Ne waba olutalo omuguru, Mikaeli ne bamalaika be nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalaika baagwo olw'omunaana. Ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu olw'omwenda. N'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa, omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Sitaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Oluvannyuma
lw'olutalo olwabaawo mu ggulu,
ntandikwa
ya Edi, oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu,
olutalo
lwabalukawo mu ggulu nga bwe tuzze
tulaba. Bino
byonna twabisomera mu kibuga kya Katonda,
Yerusalemu
eky'omu ggulu,
n'okulaga
ne tulagibwa nga bwe byali.
Is to come to move on to testify of that war. When this war happened in heaven,
Satan
and his fallen angels, they were chased from heaven and thrown right on the world where we are. But we remember that there is a time we call the moment of him being bound. For in being thrown on the world, they didn't imprison him immediately. But they took some time before he was imprisoned. But at that time, he was bound in the bottomless pit. They met with Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him. One
who's
been moving on human heads for some time. No, it's the spirit which is moved, confusing this world.
And
other nations, they are calling it Diana.
Right,
it's called Mary these days.
In
different nations name after different names. Here in Uganda, they call her Nabuzana. It has different ways in different nations. But that fallen angel who first fell and joined on Satan, in the time Satan was chased from heaven together with his fallen angel, they didn't imprison Satan immediately. Now he decided to meet with Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him. And he gave that authority
to
move on, fulfill the agenda of Satan.
If you
look at Revelation 12 verse 16 and to 17,
the
Bible tells us this.
Let's
bring out this verse 17 we hear. Revelation 12 verse 17.
Ne gugenda okulwana n'ab'omuzadde lye abasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda
Yes, he was with
me. Praise
you
so much. According to Revelation 12,
this
is verse 17. That when Satan was just from heaven, he came filled with much fury.
And
knew he had a very short time. Went to fight with those who had remained, who believed. The child Mary whom she birthed, the Lord Jesus, went to fight with them, those who hold on the commands of God, as the Old Testament is, those who hold on the testimony of the Lord Jesus, as the New Testament is. As that battle he moved on to make it, he did forget that prophecies had been released of him being
bound.
Any time he thought of that moment, he said, what can I do? Let me get all my authority and my throne and my power. I give them to Jezebel. You know, this was the first fallen angel to fall, and he joined on Satan. He decided to give him authority. He gave them to Jezebel, the one who sits on the beast. Not that
they would have
arrested him when he still held authority with himself. And
they
put authority in the bottomless pit. And his works will get weakened. You know why certain works were not able to be weakened?
And
people ask, who is deceiving the world now? They didn't weaken, for he had given authority to another. Jezebel, first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. The one given authority and now sits on the beast. That's why you had the authority and the throne of Satan. Together with the power, it all was given to Jezebel. That's why Satan's work remained governed in the same way.
Hadn't
the world realized that he was imprisoned? Because all his power he used, all authority he used, and his throne, remained, he had put someone in place of them, as if he had not lost. But remember, did that, he knew he was meant to be imprisoned, for he didn't forget that command which is in Isaiah
14
verses 9.
No cookie
unto down. Warned him that he was to be bound in the
bottomless
pit. He didn't forget that after the war was finished, and he chased him from heaven. He knew that any time
they
had imprisoned him, but what can I do?
What
can you make? Let me.
Satan
doesn't just give authority out.
He
and he did give another to reign on his house.
In
this foolishness,
he's
run over unrighteousness. You know, he wasn't like the father. The father gives authority to Jesus. His word and reigns on his behalf. And the word gives authority to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives it to us. He gives us power. Of the kingdom of God differ with the kingdom of Satan. Satan could not give any of his power elsewhere. Let me give out of public
speech.
Jezebel did everything possible.
To show him
the esteem, whatever he does, will not betray him.
But
remember, if you ever betrayed someone, now you fear to be betrayed. Now, the way Satan was a cherubim before, God put him there watching over the
master seat,
and he came to betray him. After he feared to be betrayed, That's why he didn't give authority out. But what pushed him to see that he had to be imprisoned? Written Isaiah 14 from verse 9.
Amagombe wansi gagugumuka kululuo okusinkana ngoja. Gagolokosa abafu kululuo. Abakulu bonna ab'ensi. Gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe. Olw'ekkumi. Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era naawe ofuuse munafu nga ffe, ofaananyizibbwa nga ffe. 11. Ekitiibwa kyo kisibbwa emagombe, n'eddoboozi ly'ennanga zo, envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus me. So much. They told him, those of hell are to speak upon
you.
Time you're going to be put down there in the bottomless pit.
Begin
to think over those scriptures. When they chased him from heaven, that time he thought much what to get next on him. He says, they've chased me from heaven. The scripture in the time you will be thrown from heaven, they are going to capture you. They will put you in the bottomless pit and they put you in hell. But when you look at verse 12, Isaiah 14:12, the time you will be chased from heaven, they will put him in the pits. You
see,
they have chased me from heaven. What was next to be put in the pit of hell? But what can I do? Let's read verse 12. Isaiah 14:12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, ggwe Lusifa, emunyenye y'enkya, omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka.
Nti mu kaseera ke banaamugoba mu
ggulu,
n'agwa ku nsi kuno,
falls on this world.
Ke kaseera ke balina omuteekera mu
time.
They
put him in the bottomless pit in hell, the prison of God.
He
called himself the morning star, the son of the dawn. He calls himself Illuminati. The name coming from there.
Illuminati, what do you know? The so-called
Illuminati. He called himself the light. That's why they quote him in the Corinthians. In the second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse
15, 14 and 15,
that he appeared always as an angel of light. He calls himself Illuminati. He illuminates. When you hear Illuminati, don't be confused. Who claim Illuminati is their offspring of Satan?
We
shall and expose that
open.
From ancient days, he used to call himself Illuminati. And he calls himself the light of the world. He appears the wise of the world, the merchant of the nations. Yes, he was raised in Jesus.
So, he
called himself the morning star, the son of the dawn of the light.
One
man was speaking such words. This man at the miracle at Rubaga in Uganda. They illuminate the world. The one who calls himself light, Satan himself.
So
in the time they chased him from heaven, he knew very well
he
had to capture and imprison me in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell. Said, what is next? Let me give it out. Imprison me when I've given to another to govern my works. Those are the plans of Lucifer we're speaking of.
It's
very hard to know of them and think of them. He decided to make the world appear of darkness. And he is the one who has made himself to be of the light. The one who illuminates to nations.
Yes, he was
Jesus.
But
the promise, the time you thrown from heaven, they are to put in a bottomless pit.
So
you thought always over that word. Now when you get back to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 28, from verse 6, they
moved
on, tell these words to him like this.
Ezekiel esula yabiri munana, nolinyirwa mukaga.
Ezekiel 28 from verse 6.
Mukama Katonda kyavayogera bwati nti, kubanga osimbye omutima gw'omutima gwa Katonda. Rumsanvu. Laba, kyendiva nkuletako bannaggwanga, ab'entiisa ab'omumawanga. Kale balisobola ebitala byabwe okulwanyisa obulungi obw'amagezi go. Era balyonoona okumasaamasa kwo. Munaana. Balikussa mu bunnya. Era olifa ng'abo bafa abattibwa mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Bamugamba nti kaakati. Ndikuleetako bannaggwanga mu
bire ebyo. I'll bring upon you foreigners in those days.
Bannaggwanga bava mu nsi
foreigners will come from a far country.
Balikukwata.
They will capture you.
Ne boonoona obulungi bwo.
They will destroy all the spread of
weefuula omusana gw'ensi.
Claim to be the light of the world.
Weefuula simanyimbu Illuminati.
Claim yourself to be the Illuminati.
Naye inakuteeka munye.
But I'll put you in the pits.
Era tulabe bw'oliddamu okwogera nti oli Katonda.
See how you speak again, you are God.
Amu abagenda kuteeka mu bunnya.
Instead of going to put in the pit.
Ky'ovula nti Sitaani oba mugoba mu ggulu.
So when Satan was sent from heaven.
Yamanya nti ye akaseera kaalina katono nnyo.
Knew the time he had was very short.
Saawa yonna balina omukwata.
Any time was to be captured.
Bamuteeke mu bunnya obutaka.
And they put him in the bottomless pit.
Yakola obuyinza n'abukola transfer.
What did he transfer his authority?
N'abuwa Jezebel.
Give me to Jezebel.
Malaika yasooka okugwa n'amwegatta.
Has fallen angel to fall and join on him.
Atudde ku nsolo.
Who sits on the beast?
Yensonga lwaki leero abagamba nti basisinkana Satan.
The prison today of people say they meet Satan.
Amanyi osisinkana eyo ngalinga omukazi alinga ekisajja.
He said he's like a man, a woman.
Omanyi Jezebeli yali yeekolaakola dda ebintu by'ekisiru.
Jezebel had made a lot of foolishness upon herself.
Nga yefuula musajja oba mukazi.
A fierce man at the same time woman.
Omanyi yali malayika kati yeekolera ebibi by'ayagala.
An angel made for himself whatever he wanted.
Bwe yamala okugwa.
When he fell.
Ngayagala alina okwedisa.
We have to shift from the figure of God to make his own image and likeness and appearance.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So,
now what you have to know,
Satan
was just from heaven. Here on the world, he knew he had a very short time. He had to imprison him at a bottomless pit. In that time, he had to fight to transfer the authority. Give it to Jezebel. Things happened in that moment, people which cannot easily think of
this.
Hard for church to meditate upon such words. That truly what happened in that moment. And how Satan was just from heaven.
But
did you understand it? Even fallen angels. They don't know of them much. These they call the aliens. These men. They call the green men. Those who are very tall giants.
We
usually call them the men from the star. Or those from the other planet.
And
world moved that darkness of ignorance. But he could help us. When he passed through this journey of heaven. Which moved me. From 2005. To 2011. Different series of the visions. The dreams and the trance.
Azota.
The Azota.
Urim and Thummim.
Urim and Thummim. The spiritual transport.
And
he brought us the book of remembrance. Right from the scriptures of
truth.
To reveal us what exactly happened.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now we move on to tell you what happened.
No,
when you go in the journal, you see exactly how things happen. At the same time, scriptures you pass through them.
heaven.
The
John of heaven moved through the Bible to prove the truth of the scripture.
So
when you look at Revelation 12, this verse is 11. Revelation 12, verse
11.
Revelation 12, verse 12.
Kale musanyuke, eggulu n'abatuulamu. Zisanze ensi n'ennyanja, kubanga omulyolyomi asse gye muli, ng'alina obusungu bungi, ng'amanyi ng'alina akaseera katono.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Adamant, this is the sin in
the war unto the earth and the sea.
Because
they had gotten down in the world.
He
had a very short time.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. What happened was,
Satan
was just from heaven. At the beginning of
Eddy,
after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, Jesus raised up, ascended in the kingdom of heaven. This war happened in the kingdom of heaven.
And
Satan was just from there. Being just from heaven with his angels, he knew he was meant to be captured and imprisoned.
He knew
he's going to hold a short time to rule over the world. And it's a very short time which can move on to deceive.
For
even that he had already been condemned.
The
death of fire even reached very quick and early. After he's born the bottomless pit,
and
bring him out, put him in the lake of fire.
So it's a city yali akimanyi kondi
chino nyo. New of his time very short.
Yali nokola kubanga akyusa obuyinza.
What he was being transfer authority.
Otunulira mu kubikuli bwa biri.
When you look at Revelation 20,
onoro niri kubikuli bwa biri olunyiri olusoka.
Revelation 20 verses 1.
Kubikuli bwa biri olunyiri olusoka.
Revelation 20 from verse 1.
Ninde bamalaika ngaka okuva mu guru ngalina ekisumuluzo ky'obunya obutakoma. Noru jegero runene umukono gwe uloko vili. Na kwa togu sota, umusoto ugweda, ye mulioliomi, era sitani. Na musibira emyaka lukumi. Rokusatu.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. Before that time reached, in prison, for we shall see it ahead there. But we should prophecy show he was meant to be in prison. And according to Revelation 20, from verses 1,
it shows
that time, he chose Abaddon of the chains. He flew swift. He came down on this world. No, the leader of this group was in the war up there. When he threw Satan down here, and he said, don't you remember commands?
According
to Isaiah 49 and to 12,
the time
we throw him on the wall to capture him. Prison in the
port.
The time of staggering was in there. In the space they were looking for him.
He
decided to run quick, get down here.
Planet
the planet where we are. Most people say
he
was a cherubim who was big. How could he fit in the planet? When we speak of the curse which happened on him, as the chastity from being a
cherubim,
he was no more a giant than big. The curse disfigured and squeezed him.
Started
make himself bodies like of angels. Yet he became a dragon. And it had the seven heads and the ten horns. Together with the tail.
So he made
the body for himself not realize it's the dragon. As we first started before.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So we have written
the book of Revelation. Revelation 20 from verse 1. They told us the angel of the bottomless pit,
and
he holds the key of the pit with a big chain, had to come to bind this
dragon,
to
bind Satan. Prophecies are proclaimed upon him. But in that time, before he was captured to be imprisoned,
he had to
transfer authority in the shortest time that he can give it to Jezebel. Who is Jezebel? We want to get explained before we see how authority is given him.
We've
explained the name Jezebel.
It's
the name of the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. That's why she's called the mother of adulterers. In the adultery of forsaking God and in the physical adultery.
So
when we ask a question, that who is Jezebel?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Understood
the name Jezebel is the name of an angel who first fell to join on Satan. Fallen angel who committed adultery of abandoning God to go and follow after Satan. That's why she's called the mother of adulterers.
Name is Zojon,
and all the abominations
Ejensi
of the world. According to Revelations, Revelations 2, verse 20,
we
are going to see the name of Jezebel. But when we shall go to the kings,
until
we shall see Jezebel.
So Jezebel,
now Jezebel is not a human name. But it's the spirit working in children of disobedience, the fallen angel. Let's read Revelations 2:20. Revelations 2:20.
Naye nina ensonga ku gwe, kubanga oleka omukazi oli, Yezebeli, eyeyita nabbi, n'ayigiriza, n'akyamya abaddu bange okwenda okuli n'okulyanga ebyaweebwa eri ebifaananyi.
Nti omulimu gw'okukola ki?
That her work
kuyigiriza abantu kwenda
is to teach people commit adultery.
Yagambye kubanga kubikulirwa n'essuula y'okubiri
of Revelations 2
olwa 20
verses 20
aga naye nina ensonga ku gwe.
I have an issue unto you.
Kubanga oleka omukazi oyo Jezebeli,
leave this woman Jezebel,
yeyita nabbi,
who calls herself a prophet,
n'ayigiriza abantu bange okwenda,
and misleads my people into immorality and adultery.
Kugamba no
and to eat detestable things which are given over the devils. First fallen angel Jezebel,
her
issues of forsaking and abandoning God, which is the chief adulteress. Before you come in physical adultery, you must have made you commit an adultery of forsaking God, give and live outside the commands of God.
Aitibwa nina mwabenzi bonna,
called the mother of all adulterers.
Olulira nti wali bamalaika abagwa,
don't you hear they are fallen angels?
Bava Katonda,
and they forsake God.
Obubwali bwenzi,
that was adultery.
Na yeye yabasu,
but Jezebel was the first.
Yeyasoka ne Adam ne Eve,
first to do it before Adam and Eve even.
Okuva Katonda,
to forsake God.
Tuvura Eve,
that's why Eve.
Si aitibwa nina mwabenzi,
one called the mother of adulterers. Even though we
hear
Genesis 3,
at this time, you're singing Anna. Even
Satan finds Eve and deceives her. But she didn't deceive Eve first. She first deceived Jezebel,
the
fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. That's why she's called the mother of adulterers.
Name is Zojo,
and all the abominations.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So, what would the Basekaba Ketioku
be? Look at the second Kings.
Basekaba Ketioku be. Basekaba Ketioku be coming and wind up.
Second Kings 19.
When you have more
than verse 21.
Now we move in.
And 22.
I've been a proverb by Jezebel.
We're going to see Jezebel those days.
So, Kunogu Moyoku Zunga.
This is put moving. And you're ready. Be careful when they name you a name. They can name you the name of that spirit. In versions in different nations. They can call you Diana and you don't know what they have named you.
maso.
Basekabaka
ekyokubiri esula ya 19.
Kings 19.
Olunyiriri lwa 21.
Verse 21.
Kino kye kigambo kya Mukama kyayogedde ku ye. Nti omuwala wa Sayuni atamanyanga musajja. Sekabaka ekisooka esula ya 19 n'olunyiriri lwa 21.
First Kings 19:21.
Naddayo n'atamugoberera n'addira omuggo gw'ente n'azitta n'afumbira ennyana. Basekabaka ekisooka essuula
2:21-27.
Basekabaka ekisooka essuula 21 olunyiri lwa 7. Yezebeli mukazi we n'amugamba nti, gwe ofuga nno obwakabaka bwa Isirayiri, golokoka olye ku mmere, omutima gwo gusanyuke. Nze ndikuwa olusuku lw'emizabibu olwa Nabosi Omuyezuleeri.
Jezebeli. Alina erinnya lya Jezebeli. Alimu omwoyo guli ogw'obwenzi obw'okuva
Katonda.
Ate bw'omala okuva
Katonda,
buli bwenzi bw'omubiri oba osobola obukola. N'okola ebyemizizo byonna.
Kakati
kuku neno neno era tugula bayo.
So
bwe tuba twogera ku
Jezebeli,
tulowooza nti yali muntu.
Wabula
baabeeranga abantu abali possessed ne fallen angel.
These are human beings possessed with that fallen angel.
Alina erinnya eryo.
Who holds that name?
Erya Jezebeli.
Of Jezebel.
Nyina w'abenzi.
The mother without wrath.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So bw'oba tunuulidde.
Now when you look.
Olunyi luno olw'omunaana.
From this verse 8.
Basekabaka ekisooka essuula 21 olunyi lwa 8.
First Kings 21 verse 8.
Awo n'awandiika ebbaluwa mu linnya lya Akabu n'agissaako akabonero ke. N'aweereza ebbaluwa abakadde n'abakungu abaali mu kibuga kye era abaatuula awali Nabosi. Olw'omwenda n'awandiika mu bbaluwa ng'ayogera nti, mulangirire okusiiba mumuteeke Nabosi waggulu mu bantu.
Owulidde, Jezebeli asobola n'okulangirira okusiiba.
Jezebel can even proclaim a fasting.
Kimwangu nnyo.
It's not an easy spirit.
Asobola okutunuulira kiri eri ekisiibo kya Katonda n'akivuluga vuluga.
Can look at the fasting of God which he commanded and he changes it.
N'abalagiramu ebibye by'ayagala.
And he command you her own fish once.
Ne musiiba ngu Mukama abaviire.
You fast that God will arise for you.
Ye n'abaviirayo Jezebeli.
And Jezebel herself arises for you.
Katuwulire.
Tuli Basekabaka ekisooka 21 olunyiri lwa 10.
First Kings 21 verse 10.
Muteeke abasajja babiri aba Beriyali mu maaso ge, bamulumirize nga boogera nti, wakolimira Katonda ne Kabaka, mulyoke mumuggyewo mumukasuukirire amayinja afe.
Omanyi eyakulemberangamu okulumiriza abatukuvu ba
Katonda? Accusations against the saints of God. When the Bible says in Revelation 12, the accuser of our brethren has been chased.
Right.
Ancient days, Satan and Jezebel were always accusing children of God. And they convict you and accuse you of a
thing.
That's why when Satan and his angels were chased from heaven, all the angels said, rejoice heaven,
for
the accusers of our brethren have been chased. Put accusations upon them which are not right, that he's been chased.
Now you see, this Jezebel
used to do.
It appeared
just like the works of his master Satan.
And they put
her in the place.
And they
put cases upon them.
And they
put upon Nabos false
prophets. Jezebel
in putting false prophets on the world, she's a professional.
Tell
you, put an
altar
and we fast, yet he's the one to come.
And he takes
you apostles, prophets, and pastors.
When they tell you that
someone's ministry came through prayer and fasting,
you
know there is a serious problem there.
Yes, we have a
praise Jezebel.
Let's
finish what you speak of Jezebel here.
Verse 1:11. Awa basajja abomu kibuga kye abakadde n'abakungu ababeeranga mu kibuga kye ne bakola nga Yezebeli bw'abatumidde nga bwe yawandika mu bbaluwa ze yabaweereza.
Ate kati Jezebeli asuulasuula ebibaluwa ennaku.
Right now Jezebel keeps spreading letters these days.
Ku nsozi wa
on the mountains everywhere.
Ayefuula nga ali mu linnya lya Katonda.
She claims to be the name of God.
Ati mwene mukwata ne musoma.
If you get the letters, you read them.
Umanye yali muwandisi wa Satani nyono.
You know she was a serious writer of Satan.
Era nga yateekako sigini kya ku bintu bya Satan.
The one who endorsed and signed the things of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Basekabaka ekisooka essula ya 21 n'olunyiri wa 12.
1 Kings 21:12.
Awo ne balangira okusiiba. Ne bamuteeka waggulu Nabosi mu bantu. 13. Abasajja babiri ababaana ba Beriyali ne bayimirira ne batuula mu maaso ge. Abasajja ba Beriyali ne bamulumiriza nga balumiriza Nabosi mu maaso g'abantu nga boogera nti Nabosi yakolimira Katonda ne Kabaka. Awo ne bamuggya mu kibuga ne bamukasukirira amayinja n'afa. 14. Awo ne batumira Yezebeli nga boogera nti Nabosi akasukiriddwa amayinja afudde.
Akati ndowooza otya ye pulaani ye.
Now you hear
ekisibo ye yali akifunamu.
She's the one who was profiting out of this fast.
Musayi gw'omutukuvu n'agulya.
And she took away the blood of the saints.
N'anyagana n'ebibanja.
And she took also the vineyard.
Yamuteekako bannabbi b'obulimba ababi.
Put upon him half false prophets.
Sibo nga bakkirizibwamu mu ggwanga.
And they are believed. They believe in them in the nation. They used to believe in them. They stood and said, they have spoken against God and the king. How these ones, God concerns them over what?
Jezebel,
the first calling of God.
She
is the mother of adultery of
God.
Everything which angers God, she does. She invents it.
Ashobora okujjawo naye yogeza mu linnya lya Katonda.
She can come and speak the name of God.
Ninga ddiru yakubatta.
Yet the deal is to kill you.
Kakati bwoba omuwulidde mu kitabo ekyokubikulibwa.
You are in the book of Revelations.
Kubikulwa 17.
Revelation 17.
Olunya olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Bakulwomukaaga.
1-6.
Batugamba bwe bati.
They tell us this.
Nti ono kibadde kyame bbanga
ttono. This one's been a mystery for a long time.
Iraba bakonga atambula ebbanga lyonna.
Been a moving all along.
Nga naye abantu bamanyi ani yasookera ddala okuva Katonda.
Who was the first to foresee God?
Naye kata ku Sitaani yaani.
And then join on Satan. Who was that?
Tubula bagamba baba ekyama.
That's where they said the mystery.
Bakiyita ekyama.
It's called the mystery.
Kibadde ebbanga ddene nga tekimanyikiddwa.
That long yet not known.
Kubikulibwa 17.
Revelation 17.
Kubikulibwa 17:3.
Revelation 17:3.
N'atwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo. Naye ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu, ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvuuzi, ng'erina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omuwereza ono omutume Yokaana.
Servant Apostle John.
Okubikulirwa esula eno ey'17.
In the Revelation 17.
N'olunya olw'okusatu.
Verse 3.
Agamba yatwalibwa mu ddungu mu mwoyo.
Taken in the desert in spirit.
Kwegamba nsi ya mwoyo.
It's a spiritual world.
Bagezaako mulaga ekyama.
He tried to show him the mystery.
Amugamba omulengedde oyo.
And he said, have you seen that one?
Ani oyo?
Who is that?
Mukazi atudde ku nsolo.
Woman sitting on a beast.
Ensolo erina emitwe 7.
The beast has 7 heads.
N'amayembe 10.
Even the 10 horns.
Erina amannya g'obuvuuzi.
Has blasphemous names.
Kugamba bingi ebyagiriko.
Now many things were upon it.
Naye bamugamba.
But they told him.
Akati ekyo ky'olabye kye kino wammanga.
What you have seen is this one down here.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read down here.
Kubikulwa 17:4.
Revelation 17:4.
Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu. Era n'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu. Ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi ey'obwenzi bwe.
Owulidde ekizibu.
Have you heard the problem?
Yalina agenda ya Sitaani.
She had the agenda of Satan.
Baagimuwerawa.
They gave it to her where?
Bitwagala okuzuula.
It's what we want to discover.
Ekikompe ekyo si kikopo kino ekya bulijjo.
This cup is not a physical cup. But the program of Satan. Everything Satan planned is in there. Even what Jezebel added on all are there. We call it the cup of schemes. The cup of Satan's schemes.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. And
it's
filled with the filth of adulteries. Because it's the great adulteries of forsaking God. When he was to be imprisoned, and the agenda gave it to her. The cup of Satan's schemes.
She's
the one holding it.
So
that's why they have said she's the one seated on the
piece.
As we are to move on to be explained. When you move on in the next verse, they say this. Revelation 17 verse 5.
Babuloni ekinene nyina wabenzi era wemizizo kyensi
bagambye nti kukyenyike kwaliko ekyama.
Her forehead was inscribed the mystery.
Erinnya nga liwandikiddwa ekyama.
And the name they have inscribed upon her mystery.
Nyina wabenzi.
That's what you see, the mark of adulterer.
Babiloni.
Babylon.
Ekitegeeza enkola za Jezebel.
Ways of Jezebel.
Satan yatandika kumugezesa.
Satan began to test her.
Okufuga.
To reign.
Ku mulembe gw'obwakabaka bwa Babiloni.
The era of the kingdom of the Babylonians.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Where beasts began to be revealed. In Daniel
7.
The first beast you saw.
Babylon.
It's the Babylon.
That's
where they first tested her.
In case
they have imprisoned me. Can you reign? You build a kingdom.
Jezebel yakola Babylon.
But Jezebel into Babylon.
Yazimba namulaga nti nze nzimba.
Build and show that me I build.
We can store it under Wakabaka Wanzo.
When you hear kingdom of peace,
Omanya Jezebel Tayan,
you know, spread Jezebel there.
Manga Yori Yaria Sigarayunga Masoto, when
Satan had remained as the old serpent.
Namaka Wori Misota,
said, you are a dragon, old serpent. Let me show you what I become.
Nzimfu
Kansori, I become an amazing beast.
Ababa Nova Dorimbo,
those people have just been deceiving.
And
you leave some sanity of humanity in them.
Going
to make them into unusual beasts. That's why the kingdom of the beast began with the Babylon. Kingdom of Babylon. Where King Nebuchadnezzar reigns.
He
first put a wild kingdom. Filled of every filth. Every adultery and every abomination. Right? From then she kept testing different kingdoms. Satan tests her to see.
When
I leave you in the throne, can you govern it?
God is a matter
of reading.
Revelation 17, verse 6.
Nenda wa mkazo yu ngata mido msaigwa wa tukufu. No msaigwa wa juru wa Yesu. Bwena mula ba. Nene unyo kwe unya kunene.
Ye unya nje kuna gamba. Uyo mkazi vili toki ali.
You so astonished, he said, this woman how long you've been there.
Yari yoko va. Ye yakuro waka waka waka
bilo. What of the kingdom of Babylon?
Ya.
Yo yo. Who is this one?
Ndiye nina wabi.
That is the mother of Adalra.
Buwe ya kuro kumbanya kumbanya ya soko vakatona.
If you want to know, I didn't know first straight from God.
Neye kata kustan. And yo yoko.
Join on Jezebel. That's Jezebel you see. The world has been on knowing nothing. Up to the week we are being astonished. When they ask you that question,
Adam and Eve,
that on Adam and Eve and the angels, who was the first to fall and join on Satan? Don't you begin to struggle to get an answer?
Ask
you a question, Satan, how did he deceive the angels? Adam and Eve, fallen angels.
Who
did Satan deceive first? If you don't know here, where we read now, it is hard to answer that question. If you don't know the mother of that trials,
no ways, no matter how
started to understand spiritual adultery, which reaches to appear physical.
People
had to know the exact thing which happened.
What
mother of adulterers? It can't even easily be revealed easily.
You
have to check two types of adultery. According to Hosea 4, 11 and 12, the speak of the adultery of strength from God.
And
then understand who is Jezebel. And you discover it. And understand why he was given authority.
Yes, you have with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. As we explain this mother of adulterers,
Jezebel,
the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
And
how Satan gave her authority. After Satan was to be bound in the bottomless pit at the beginning of
Eddie.
Let's read in Hosea 4. Starting from verse 11
to 12.
Hosea 4, verses 11.
Omwenzi n'omwenge, n'omwenge omusu, bimalawo okutegeera. Abantu bange, bebuuza ku kikonge kyabwe. N'omuggo gwabwe, gwe gubabuulira. Kubanga omwoyo gw'obwenzi, gubakyamizza. Era bagenze nga benda okuva wansi wa Katonda waabwe.
Nti omwoyo gw'obwenzi.
The spirit of adultery
bubakyamizza.
Is perverted them.
Kubanga abagenze nga benda.
But they have moved on committing adultery.
Nga bava ku Katonda waabwe.
And they are straying from their gods.
Obwenzi obwo bw'okuva Katonda.
That adultery of straying from God.
Ani yabukulemberamu?
Who was the one who led in it?
Oli gwe bayise omwenzi omukulu.
The one that called the chief adulteress.
Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Omwenzi omukulu.
The chief adulteress.
Yes, you have been your
praise
to
so
much. So, but
when did you hear that word?
Chetu sama mukubikuri wetsule kumi na
mizana. We read up in Revelation 17.
Okubira da kunyoroka sata pakuru omukara.
From verses 3 to 6.
Ndi omukazi oyo.
That woman.
Atubde ku nsoro.
Who sits on the beast.
Ngarina erinya eriyekyama.
She has a mystical name.
Arina ekiwandikiddwa ku kyenyekye.
She has what is inscribed on her forehead.
Ndi ekyama.
That the mystery.
Babiloni.
Babylon.
Nyina wabenzi.
Mother of adulterers.
Era n'emizo gyonna egy'omunsi.
All abominations of the world.
Otegeera oba ogera ku malayika eyasooka okugwa.
Right now they speak of the first fallen angel. And join to fall and join on Satan. And that angel Jezebel,
he
was the first to fall and join on Satan. One who mobilized the others to join on Satan.
She's
the one who mobilized to deceive them to make them fall.
At
the time she met fallen angels to fall, Satan had attacked man in the garden. That here Satan reached himself to deceive man, to attack Adam in the garden. To deceive him through Eve.
So
when we speak of adultery, the first adultery is to stray from the Lord.
And
before someone does whatever they do, of angering God, they already angered him when they strayed from God. Still to be immoral and things like that. And he already abandoned and strayed from God.
That's the
great adultery you first committed.
So on it do
one called the chief adulteress Jezebel. Written all the rebellious spirits which follow Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So for what more did they move? Hosea isura eyokutano.
Now when you look in the Hosea 5
no linyoruo kuna
in verses 4
agena maso kuogera ku kumoyo kuno kubwenzi wokuva katoni.
They move on to speak of this spirit of adultery of straying from God.
Hosea isura eyokutano olinyirwa kuna.
Hosea 5 verses 4
ebikolwa byabwe tebibaganya kuchukira katonda wabwe kubanga omwoyo ogw'obwenzi guli mu bo so tebamanyi mukama
omwoyo ogw'obwenzi ogwo
spirit of adultery
omanyi abantu bagamba nti omwoyo ogw'obwenzi guli mu bo
the spirit of adultery is in them
kulikisibwa kwebuuza mwoyo ki
what spirit is that
nze ndi mwoyo munda munzinga mu mubiri
gwa spirit in my body
mwoyo ki ogwo omulala ogwannegattako ogwo
other spirit joined on me That is what they call Jezebel. The first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. Is the mother of adulterers of the spiritual adultery to say you have strayed from God and the physical adultery of the world. All acts of unrighteousness. She's the one who invents them. After she joined on Satan, wanted to be her great assistant. And she began, you want people to stray from God? Tell them to do this. And she would invent what strays people from God.
That's
God created to use
them.
Make them a scorn.
Gambo nizona mvume kitundu
kiswa anga to abuse them of their privacy.
Kifukativumo
something which has been good.
Kubagabe bitundu byachama bibi.
Tell you private parts are wrong. I did wrong and bad.
Bibi,
are they bad?
It to be called Mr. Burundi or
God when we use them well to go relieve ourselves.
Na ye yak.
Just people changes it.
Nigo mgambo
get anger and speak that part upon them.
You what is doing to Karuna Jiatona?
Get that part of with it. Make it into an abuse. Invented into another word. But there's nothing you have which is bad.
Yes,
Even the good you have, she can tell you. That big, big funny eye.
And the
legs, they're like this iron bars. They have invented an abuse.
Do
you know what they call to invent, create?
Look
at the head and they say, look at the head, it's like a pot. Trouble people and they fight each other. Many other abuses we cannot speak of. Things which are abominable. You cannot speak private and public. But they were not an abuse. They misconfused them.
The
person gets a private part, they abuse it to you.
I don't know when you go
to did you get angry? You hear it's a bad thing.
Where
did it ever become bad? Why don't you get it off yourself? Both are like that.
So,
when you look at Revelation 7, verse 3. Beast on which Jezebel sits.
This
is what Satan gave
authority. Authority
was given Jezebel who sits on it. Revelation
17, 3.
Revelation 17, verse 3.
Natwala mudungu mumoyo. Nenda bomukazi. Ngatude konsolo emiufo. Ngejuda amanya agobuvuzi ngeline mitu musanvu namayembe 10 rokona omukazi ngayamba dorugoyi olwefulungu n'olumyufu eranga yonjibwa ne zaabu namayinja ag'omwendo omungi ne luulu ngalina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekyazambu ekijjudde emizizo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Kyalo natudde ku nsolo eno.
Woman seated on the beast.
Jezebel. Malaika yasooka okuba neyegatta ku
Satani.
Okusinziira.
But according.
Kubiri mu kubikulwa 13.
What is in Revelation
13?
Verses 1 and 2.
Satani ne Jezebel basisinkana wansi mu nyanja.
Satan and Jezebel met under the ocean.
Basisinkana munne ku nyanja.
They met on the sea.
Awali base yaabwe.
Where their base is.
Bermuda Triangle.
In the Bermuda Triangle.
Nasubiru kumuwa
buyinzo. It was able to give her authority.
Buyinzo munti yabumuwele eri waggulu.
His authority was not given her right in heaven.
Base yaabwe y'obwakabaka bw'omunsi.
Neither in their base in the kingdom of the stars.
Omanyi base zaabwe nkulu.
You know their major bases.
Balina bwakabaka bw'omunsi.
They have one in the kingdom of the stars. And they have the one on the planet Earth. But when he divided authority, when he gave her authority, they did that transfer while on planet Earth at the best on this world.
It's the reason
they say, I saw the beast come from the water.
Yes, he was with you.
Amen.
Though
we have a mystery saying that the many waters, the nations cries and language.
But
we speak of their base on the world, which is under the ocean. Two languages stand like that.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. We are Revelation 13 from verse 1 and 2. Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyi gw'ennyanja, ne ndaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7, ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10, ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvoozi. Olw'okubiri, n'ensolo kye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma. N'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Yagira bangi eva wansi mu nyanja.
It come from under the ocean.
Enyanja eri wano okusinira mu Ezekiel.
The one which is according to Ezekiel.
27. Onyo olusooka paka olwokutaano.
Verse 1 to 5.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Jezebel yafubutukayo ng'atudde ku nsolo ye.
Jezebel came out seated on her beast.
Okuva wansi mu nyanja.
Right from under the ocean.
Ne basisinkana ku lukalu.
And they met on the dry land.
Ku Atlantic Ocean.
At the Atlantic Ocean.
N'agabana ne bamuwa obuyinza.
And they gave her authority.
Omanyi olutalo lwali mu bwengula eyo.
You know the battles in the space.
Obwakabaka bw'emmunyeeni.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Abanoonya Satani ne bamalayika abaagwa okubasiba.
They are looking for Satan and fallen angels to imprison them.
Ye n'abuukayo ng'ekimyanso.
Satan flew from there like lightning.
N'asibira waliko ku nyanja.
And went at the ocean, the sea.
N'asuka amugamba wange.
He told him, no.
Kwata amaanyi gonna.
All the power. All the power. All the power. And transfer all the power to her. I want you to understand this word. The beast has seven heads. Ten horns. Is
you
know that?
The
dragon Satan himself, the seven heads, ten horns.
Transfer
was possible very well.
Get
from this cargo lot into another. Have you understood that?
Lwaki ensolo eyo oba omwoyo ogwo gwakolebwa nga kulina emitwe kkumi.
Why the spirit of
mitwe musanvu
having seven heads
n'amayembe kkumi
and ten horns.
Kubanga ne Satani kennyini bwali bwati mu bya
Satan himself is like that.
Omusoto ogwedda.
All the serpents.
Emitwe musanvu.
Seven heads.
N'amayembe kkumi.
And ten horns.
Kati transfer zaali zisoboka bulungi nnyo.
Even the transfer we are possible very well.
Tova owulidde mu lutonyiriro olwokubiri.
That's why you heard in the second verse. Revelation 13 verse 2, they tell us this. Revelation 13 verse 2.
N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka, n'obuyinza obungi.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Obuyinza.
The authority. the throne
n'amani,
and the power
agasetani,
of Satan.
Jezebel,
even Jezebel sitting on the beast.
Irani ba mukwasa na agenda.
The general agenda.
Echikombe.
The cup.
Echikweza Satan.
Of schemes of Satan.
Umuri yemezizo jona.
Where they are all abominations.
Ejesi.
Of the world.
No wenzibo no woku vakato.
All adultery of spring from God.
No woku msiko na.
And of the world.
Yes, yemezibo nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So abantu kugamba kubuza abizibo kubadde.
No, the confusion has been on.
Ngatwe buza na yani alimbe.
We ask.
The
world to the level of Satan. Yet Satan was in prison.
Those
who say Satan is in prison, perhaps. He is in prison. Who is confusing this world? All the authority, the power, and the throne. If you go under the ocean, you may think you've found Lucifer there.
Jezebel
is seated. She's reigning.
Enters
base in the kingdom of the stars. Most people think they've met Satan. Authority, the throne, and the power. They were all given Jezebel. The nation to think they are speaking with Satan. What surprises fallen angels who are known as aliens? They never speak the secret that their master was imprisoned. Our master is there, Jezebel. Even fallen angels who have never realized that Sarah was imprisoned. And Jezebel plays on their minds. They were already corrupted long time. Why the chest from heaven is getting to be corrupted?
So to watch Ali what the chance you put it in.
No more chance of getting back. Settling of the fallen
angel.
But they cannot tell you that Satan is imprisoned. He is there, our master. Just who reach unto him
at
the base of the ocean. Even in the space. Right now he sits in two places.
They
come on the planet and at the ocean.
Ezekiel
27, they explain us from verse 1 to 5.
Ezekiel 27, verse
1. Ekigambo
kya Mukama ne kijjira nate. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okukungubagira Tuulo. Olwokusatu. Ogambe Tuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi ow'amawanga ery'ebizinga bingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe, ayi Tuulo. Oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olwokuna, ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja, abazimbi bo batuukirizza obulungi bwo. Olwokutaala, embaawo zo zonna baziggya mu miberuzi egiva ku Seniri, bajje emivule ku Lebanooni okukolera omulongooti.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. According to Ezekiel 27. Verses 1 to 5.
Under
the ocean and the heart of the sea, there is the mast of them. That area which captures everything passing that
long.
In the place known as the Bermuda Triangle. In the Atlantic Ocean. Which is near to America. That's where they met. They did enter in there.
They
met at the dry land.
So
I can't enter there. The men may capture you too and imprison you. There on the shore I empower you, then you go hide yourself. Imprison me, and if they find both of us,
you
know, things even in physical wars they happen, and they divide armies. And the vice take the side. They shouldn't pass the same route to be captured at the same time. Don't come in a space to be empowered from here. Remain down there. Going to come on dry land. I'll give you power and authority. And I'll crown you to sit in the throne. They are going to capture me. The battle is turned against me. You know, angels up again of the check. They were in the kingdom of the stars. And they're looking for every one who had been chased from heaven. Even though they read the time, God told them that number is enough. But they didn't imprison all of them. Some of them are still there.
Whom
Jezebel leads. Authority was given church that because them be bound. That we shall reach it ahead there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it involved giving authority out. While this secret is not easy to understand. From it I got so surprised. And
they
take a new at the same
time. Rather than did it
at the beginning of Eddie. I'm watching them. I saw him come from like lightning down from the space here. And it came dragon in Eddie. And the dragon began to act there. As I'm there. I see another come from the ocean, the beast. I see this on the beast. I saw the transfer authority. Dragon opened the mouth. And the power of authority. All the power. Got all the crowns, took them off. Jezebel tore heads. I give you my pigs and
thrones,
power and authority. And the beast was in the water. Past that mess of theirs. Even this one flew off in the space. The faultness which was there.
Hard
to imagine how it was. Luke 10:18. You hear the way he came down? The way he used to come down from olden ancient days. Now the battle which happened just from heaven. As you are looking for them in the kingdom of the stars. He came down like lightning on the
planet.
Right onto planet Earth. Right onto the Atlantic Ocean. The problem. They came on that mist and it took them down.
This
time he wasn't able to go on it. He
died
on the shore. When he fell on the mist, they understood he has arrived. Even he came out. And the beast went down when he wasn't on it. What's wrong with our master? He's been arrested.
Jezebel
came up. When it came up to get
down,
Jezebel came on top of it. Came
back.
So he was on the shore, panting like that.
When he
told him, I'm up. For me, we are running.
But
arrested. All our colleagues in the space. Fallen angels were being captured then. But the
target,
they would get the head, they would stop to get these juniors.
Please,
the ones who targeted to bound pass.
The
church was given authority over the remaining fallen angels. Those who are known as demons. Probably we have a give you authority on demons.
We didn't
first understand what is that. We thought these were demons of the dead.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Came down as lightning.
And
pierced to the planet
earth
and to the ocean.
Remember,
he had built that base long time. That base of under the ocean. Now many water bodies have this was the major first base.
Where
kings of Egypt went their most.
Underground.
Passed most in the bankers, the underground bankers. Where they built the pyramids.
The pyramids
of Egypt. That's why in Ezekiel 29 they tell us this.
Ezekiel 29
from verse 1.
Mwaka ogwekumi, omwezi ogwekumi. Kulunaku lw'omwezi olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu simba amaaso gwe okwolekera Falawo kabaka w'e Misiri omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna olw'okusatu oyogere ogambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba ndi mulabewo Falawo kabaka w'e Misiri ogusota ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo
erinnya lya Farao
the name of Pharaoh
tuze tukutegeeza nti erinnya litegeeza nti
Satan
ogwedda
olden serpent
sebunga bwe yafubutukangaeyo mu bwengo
when he came from the space
yakageno mu nyanja yasulangako
under the ocean he lodged there. This thing was not accepted to enter when they captured to imprison him.
He came
as a lightning like we've heard.
We
read in Luke 10 verses 18. That's how he moved from the space. And people thought this was a shooting star. And when they are at their mast of the area at the Atlantic Ocean, which is near America, in the place known as Bermuda Triangle. Now remember, according to what written in Ezekiel 29, verse 3, they tell us this.
Ezekiel
29, verse 3.
Yogera ogambe nti, bwati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, ntiraba. Ndi mulabewo Falawo kabaka w'e Misiri ogusota ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo ogwogedde nti omugga gwange era ngwekoledde nzekka
yatandika okuwamba ennyanja
zonnaagamba
zize yazeekoledde
yekeobula
nga mwezekera 28 onyolizoka paka
olw'okutaano
yeeyita nga Katonda atula wansi mu
nnyanja.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So, ekigambo wansi mu nyanja kiruddewo nnyo.
Under the water is outlived for a long time.
Era ne kati Jezebel akulembeddemu omulimu gw'okuzimbayo.
Up now, Jezebel spearheads the work of building under the water.
Wamu ne bamalayika abaavu.
Together with the fallen angels.
Nga bwe bazimba ku bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
As they build the kingdom of the stars.
Eri ekitebe kyabwe ekirala ekikulu.
Where there is their major base.
Kuzi planets endala.
On the other planets.
Ne ku mwezi.
And on the moon. And the stars. But whatever happened is that after chasing Satan from the kingdom of heaven, before he was bound at the beginning of
Eddie,
he got the authority, his power, and the throne, and he gave them to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him.
He's
the one seated on the beast, just as we first heard.
So,
now, when we look at Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, they had their bases in the kingdom of the stars, where they built their clefts where they used to live in. Right now they have modernized them to cities in the kingdom of the stars and on the other planets together with the moon. Let's read and hear in Obadiah chapter 1 from verse 1.
Okolesebwa kwa Obadiah. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda ku Edomu. Nti tuwulidde ebigambo ebiva eri Mukama n'omubaka atumiddwa eri amawanga nti muyimuke. Tuyimuke ku nsi ye. Tulwane naye.
Yes,
praise
Jesus
so much.
Nti mubire ebyo.
That in those days,
Satani bwe yali ngatanaba kubanga asibibwe.
Before Satan was
found,
when they heard Jesus was to be born on the world, and they said, arise, fight him while on the world. That's what we first started of before. Something which failed them. When Jesus died for us, and he raised up, and he went back to the kingdom of heaven, what we call the beginning of
Eddie.
That's the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
What to stand now?
Last Satan was just from heaven. But the bases, they had them in the kingdom of the stars and even under the ocean. Let's read and we hear.
Obadiah
chapter 1, verses 2.
Raba, nkufude omuto umawanga, ononyome wanyo gwe, ruksato. Amalala kumutimaguo, gakuchamiza. Gwazimba mu biwuku eby'omulwazi. Gwatula waggulu. Ayogera mutima gwe nti ani alinzisa wansi olw'okuna. Newankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu. Era ekisu kyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye. Ndi kussa wansi oveeyo bwayogera Mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo.
So mu bwakabaka obwe munyeenye.
Now in the kingdom of the star.
Ne ku zipulanetisi zineendala. Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. The kingdom of the stars and other planets and on the moon, they built there from long time.
The
fallen angels and Satan. And they made a base on this world under the ocean.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. But this time, because the war was so much in the space, in the kingdom of the stars,
capture
fallen angels to imprison
them.
Yet the target was measured on the Satan himself.
He
was not able to give themselves authority in their
business
to give authority to Jezebel. He came from the kingdom of the stars. Came unto the planet Earth. Came in the Bermuda Triangle.
Atlantic Ocean.
And the Atlantic Ocean.
And
the ocean. He was not able to reach down there.
Jezebel
came out.
He
gave authority. And the throne. And the power. The power of Satan.
Right
up under the ocean.
Some
have condemned the best in the space.
Science.
The scientists. Many of them are into the thing. And they work with the fallen angels. They call them the men. The aliens. We know them, they are the fallen angels.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
So,
now, some of the
separates
happened in the moment of transferring authority.
But
remember, we've spoken of those bases, the kingdom of the stars, and under the ocean.
Yet,
there are also bankers.
Underground
bankers under the ground. Those which were there first were in Egypt. The first bankers to exist, they were in Egypt. But they had to connect
Bermuda Triangle
and to the Bermuda Triangle. That's why when those bankers were built in Egypt, they built them and they put pyramids on top of them, which is in the triangular form.
Able
to show you it's a sign of the Bermuda Triangle. What it held them to.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nayenga okusinda ko Isaiah.
According to Isaiah.
Abiri mwenda.
29.
Verse
15
to 16.
All that you hear of dark bankers
underground,
they all connect to under the ocean, and they connect with the fallen angels from the space, from the kingdom of the stars, on the moon, and on the other planets.
Isaiah
29:15. Isaiah 29:15.
Ziba sanza abo abakenye wansi okweka mukama kutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikisa. Ne bogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. 16. Muvundikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera ku oyo yakikola nti teyankola. Oba ekintu ekibumbibwa ekyogera ku oyo eyakibumba nti talina magezi.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
You hear what is?
Bakkanyo wansi bo basoma mu
nsi under the ground.
Bajjanga wano mu Uganda n'osiŋŋaana eddungu.
They come in Uganda, you find a desert.
Na balisimyemu.
And they have dug under the ground.
Ne basima paka nga ku migga.
And they dig down to the stream.
Wansi amazzi tegannakonekitingira mu nnyanja.
Where water will connect to the ocean.
So
the more you dig down the earth, you are going to the water levels.
Then
you see these men, the
Aryan,
they build downwards.
That's
not the first.
Those who are done
right from Egypt in the ancient years. As you heard in the Ezekiel 29, verses 1 to 3, that Pharaoh, the olden serpent dragon, which lies in its streams, the streams are it.
So, a nation
to build the bankers of fallen angels, it was Egypt.
Yes, we
have
a praise
Jesus. And they built them, reached down to the streams. Fallen angels always were in there. And they went connected their base under the ocean.
See Atlantic Ocean.
Not Atlantic Ocean alone. But it's the major. Where there's a place known as Bermuda Triangle. Is the major base of the bases under the waters.
Is it connecting up underground?
Which connect on the underground.
Where
they launch to move up to the space. In the places they build on the moon. On the other planets. And on the kingdom of the stars. Right now they have modified them, they are like cities. Yet they are of fallen angels. They call themselves the men. But we tell the world what's moving on.
So
now that's what happened. Before Satan was imprisoned.
We are transferring obedience.
How we transferred authority and the throne and his power. And he gave them to Jezebel. There passed a short time.
His
imprisonment happened.
We
shall come back, move from there. On the subheading saying, the angel Abaddon and the angels of the bottomless pit, as they bind Satan and some of the fallen angels in the bottomless pit. Hell, the prison of God. May God bless you.
We'll
begin on that subhead. Thank you for coming.